This is a series of victories in which not only the Iraqi security forces, popular mobilization forces, but also tribal forces, local volunteers took part. And this is very important because this is a unifying factor. All the people of the country now are joining ranks, and increasingly all the components are taking part in these fights.
In your recent briefing to the Security Council, you talked about ISIL's efforts to reignite sectarian confrontations. How worried are you that this could happen?
I'm very much concerned, and first of all, allow me to express once again my condolences, sympathy with the people, with the victims, with the families of the victims, because indeed Daesh, in their barbaric terrorist actions, they now target civilian population more and more, and it's a very clear attempt to ignite a retribution attack, again perhaps based on some sectarian sentiments. I'm very glad that by and large the people understand and reject this.
What should be done to stop it happening? Yeah, the role of the UN.
Not only the UN, but I believe that this is first of all the business of the government to increase all measures to make them more effective, to provide security and safety, including and starting with intelligence, but frankly with community-focused efforts to mobilize the communities to be vigilant, not to allow situations simply to create opportunities for this kind of plans and activities of Daesh. Here indeed the government must play its role, and I believe these requests that are coming from the people towards the government are legitimate. We will assist as the international community, of course, in providing better training, perhaps in providing better equipment. I believe that parts of the international community that can do this should share any kind of intelligence they might have with the authorities of Iraq.
Regarding the government, what should be its role after the liberation of some areas in Iraq?
First of all, even before the operation, it is necessary to think about the post-liberation environment. I believe that the most important thing is to give the responsibility for law and order, for management, to the local people, to local communities, to the local forces, if you wish, as well. This is the most important thing. So the moment the liberation is over, the moment the basic stability is there, it is very important that simultaneously, even with the liberation, even taking part in the liberation operation, must be local forces that would then assume control over, as I said, law and order, and politically over the political management of the liberated townships and areas.
What are the most urgent reforms have to be implemented by the Iraqi government?
There are many of them. Economic, social, political, everything you count. I believe that at this point of time it is very important from a midterm perspective to have reforms that will address, first of all, corruption, because people are really unhappy to see pervasive corruption. And secondly, reforms that will bring, frankly, future jobs to the people. Part of the reform must be the judicial system that should be strong enough to indeed deliver justice to all the people. Part of the reform must be legislation. There must be some laws that will indeed reinforce equality of the people and access of all the people, all the components equally to justice without any discrimination. So unfortunately, indeed, the government of Iraq and Iraqi people, they face unprecedented combination of stresses and pressures, and they have to work in a multitude of areas at the same time.
What's your message to the Security Council and the international community?
Support Iraq. That's the message. Yes, there are many other situations all around the world. Some of them are critical, indeed. We see deterioration of situation, growing instability. But Iraq might be and shows a potential to be a sort of brighter spot on the map, be it in the region, but also broadly, more broadly than that.